The sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Her name is Jenny, and maybe like you, she and her husband got tired of their health care getting more and more expensive, so they did it. They went with MediShare.
We signed on with MediShare in March, had a really great experience. It was super easy to get going with them. And then in October of that same year, we found out that I had stage 3 breast cancer.
We were put at ease with MediShare, guiding us and walking with us and saying that they're going to be praying for us.
It's very intentional how they try to bless people when they know this is one of the hardest things that they're going through.
They and their 4 kids thank the Lord, not only for her healing and how he provided for them, but she says it makes her emotional just realizing how she gets to pay it forward.
What we put towards MediShare is going to be blessing another mom, and they're going to show up for her the way that they showed up for me.
You save a lot, and you're part of something really, really good. Call now. It's 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
We at WTRJ The Truth are happy to tell you about our new shout-out feature on the Truth smartphone app. Now you can encourage others on the air with short testimonies on how this radio station has impacted your life. Maybe a program you heard helped to turn your marriage around, offered some insight on being a better parent, or taught you principles that revolutionized your prayer life.
What I like most about Dr. David Jeremiah is how he takes scripture and applies it. The message was about outreaching and how we should be bold and strong about sharing our faith.
First, download the Truth app to your phone, the App Store if you have an iPhone, the Google Play Store if you have an Android. Then open the app and tap the small microphone at the bottom and tell us how this radio ministry has touched your life. Over the next few days, you might hear yourself on the radio, so be sure to have your friends at church listen. And thanks for sharing your story and shouting us out on WTRJ The Truth. As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
It's more than a school. It's a family. Grace Lutheran School's mission is to partner with parents to equip students with a Christ-centered faith, preparing them for Christian service, while providing an excellent academic program in a disciplined, nurturing environment. Come find a place of grace at Grace Lutheran School. From pre-K through 8th grade, located on McCormick Road between Monument and Kernan, visit gracelutheraneagles.org or call 904-78-GRACE. That's 784-7223.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created 3 institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. I'm sorry we're a few moments late. That's the wonder of technology today. You know, it works when it wants to work, and it doesn't want to work, it doesn't work. But I'm thankful that you're joining us today. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. During the course of this broadcast, you can join the dialogue and discussion by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. Today, we're talking about gun confiscation and Kamala Harris. Let me repeat that. Gun confiscation and Kamala Harris. Do you realize that Kamala Harris has said that if she's elected, she will have a governmental mandatory gun buyback. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If the government didn't buy them, how could they buy them back? And as my retired law enforcement son said, they couldn't even pass the background check to buy them back. But we're talking about that today as a result of what just happened with the Georgia high school shooting with four dead, one suspect in custody, nine injured and in the hospitals as a result of a, quote, mass shooting, as they call it. We're going to talk about that today. What happened? What didn't happen? What could have prevented it? What is needful and necessary? What we see taking place, not just in America, but globally. What kind of laws should we pass to stop killings? That's the big question. How can we stop the wicked hearts of human beings, of killing other human beings? Cain killed Abel with a rock. Should we outlaw rocks? There are multitudes each year that are killed with baseball bats. Should we outlaw baseball bats? And I'm going into a lot of the details on that today. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion. What are your thoughts? What took place in the Georgia school in relationship to the shooting? We've had those across the last few years, across our nation. I'll talk about the statistical data. How many more laws will it take to stop it? We don't have but about 250,000 laws across America today in relationship to the gun control laws, as they call them. Every time an infraction takes place, they place another rule, regulation, or law on the books. We'll talk about the red flag laws. What are they? What can they do? Can it stop shootings like this? We can talk about locking a gun up, having it down the hallway, separate from where you might be sleeping at night when the burglars walk in and you say, wait. Let me find my key, unlock my safe, get my gun, go to another room and find my ammo, load my weapon, come back, and then I'll greet you, Mr. Burglar. That's what we're talking about, the potentiality. That's what the, how would you say, the civil government, those in political slots and positions are saying. Nevertheless, as we face the issues today, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Our position on issues as we discuss them is not based on denominational dogma, a philosophical rhetoric, a political, jargon. It is based on the authority of the Scripture. And it's very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremiah 17:9 talks about the wickedness of a heart, the wicked heart, how evil and wicked it is. Who can know it? The Scripture says in Jeremiah 17:9. Is it the heart of the shooter or is it the weapon? That's what we'll discuss today and invite your joining in the dialogue and discussion. As we face these issues, let me remind you, we'll go back to the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it hates those that speak it. We find that taking place on a rampantly increasing basis every day. We have those in Washington today that's debating about the debate that's coming up. We all know, without any questioning, or at least we should know, if it's going to be ABC News, Kamala Harris will get the questions in advance. If we recognize what took place in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, when she had gotten the questions that was going to be asked in advance, we'll look at the election that took place in 2020 with the theft of the election. We ought not to be wondering, will this be an honest debate next Tuesday with Kamala Harris and President Donald J. Trump? We know what is going to take place. It is my prayer that God will divinely intervene, supernaturally allow Trump to win the debate, because Kamala Harris has already said, if she's elected, she's going to have a forced government gun buyback. That's called confiscation. And we're finding the increasing discussion of that as a result of what happened in the high school in North Georgia. But may I remind you, truth matters. Regardless of what an individual thinks or says, it's still truth. And yet we have the younger generation today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that according to the latest survey, says 55% of them say there's no such thing as absolute truth, that each person determines his or her own version of truth. It's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. He said that he warns America of the decline of truth is linked to the death of truth. The decline in America is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint says. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to a source that I've enjoyed for years quoting from. It's John Huss, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. John Huss made this statement: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, every day that passes, we're getting closer and closer to the position that if we stand for truth, we risk our lives in doing so. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, John Huss made several other statements in relationship to truth. He says, and I quote, "Do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is true. Let your faith be guided by the Bible, not by interpretations of fallible individuals." He further says, "It is better to die for truth than to live a life of falsehoods and hypocrisies." May I say, as a challenge today, for us to grasp that weighty statement and understand that we're living in dark, dark days. The scripture says the last days there'll be perilous times. Perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, deadly, difficult. That's what we're seeing taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag at the flagpole. Base that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. You're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the phone number. I'll have a few moments of monologue, and then the phone lines will be open to receive your telephone calls. That phone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, we need to be in mourning for the families that are left behind, for those that have had family members that have tragically lost their lives at the barrel of a thug. Not the gun's fault. Hear me. I don't blame the gun. It's the one that's pulling the trigger. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, of that shooting where a 14-year-old lad killed two teachers, two students, and injured nine others. Now, I don't know the nine others, whether they were students or teachers, but nine others have been injured in the hospital. According to the law enforcement, EMTs, they say that they should survive. But two students and two teachers lost their lives as a result of a thug with a weapon in his hands. I'm going to read two or three paragraphs of an article. Georgia high school shooting, four dead, one suspect in custody, authorities say. Policemen confirmed that a 14-year-old suspect, a student at the school, surrendered and was taken into custody. At least four people are dead Wednesday died Wednesday, and a 14-year-old boy was in custody after opening fire in a high school in North Central Georgia and putting the building on lockdown, according to the authorities. Further in the article, it states, approximately 10:23 a.m., officers from multiple law enforcement agencies personnel were dispatched to the high school in reference to the reported active shooting. The Barrow, that's B-A-R-R-O-W, County Sheriff's Office, said in a statement. The GBI Director, Chris Hussey, said reports Wednesday afternoon that two students and two teachers were confirmed dead. Identified the shooter as a 14-year-old Colt Gray, C-O-L-T, last name Gray, a student at the school. Normally, by the way, just tucking this in, normally if it's a underage person, they do not call the name immediately. They leave that secluded, sequestered, at least for several days until the reports have been formally delivered and written, investigation made. I do not understand why this one's name has been given. Nevertheless, is 14-year-old Colt Gray. Gray had been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder, and he will be tried as an adult and handled as an adult. So I reckon because they're charging him with murder, handling him as an adult, they gave him the name as they normally would for adults. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, with an AR-15, he walked into the school, started shooting, and now we find the FBI interviewed this. Listen, we'll talk about it further. The FBI interviewed this kid a year ago when he had put on Facebook or one of the posting media, social medias, that he intended to go in and shoot people in the school. What happened to that? Let me just postulate a parenthetical footnote. Less than a year ago, a 75-year-old man that was not mobile, lived in a wheelchair, in, I believe it was Nevada, posted online that he intended to shoot the president, Joe Biden. Didn't do it. It was a threat online. The Secret Service, the FBI, and the local police officers pounded his door in. When the man came to the door, I don't know what transpired precisely, but they executed him in his doorway. He was not able to carry out anything that he had claimed that he was going to do online. But yet he was summarily executed, caught, tried, convicted, and executed right there in his doorway at his home. And here's a young man that a year ago made the claims that that's what he was going to do. They supposedly investigated. The FBI turned it over to the GBI. The GBI turned it over to the local law enforcement. The local law enforcement perhaps put it on the shelf and said nothing, did nothing. Don't know the details. We're still waiting and looking for the real details to that. But that's my position. The question is, why was he still allowed? And by the way, we'll touch on this by way of question and answers later in the broadcast. Now the dad's being questioned. How did the boy get the gun? And now the probability is they'll wind up in some hook or crook trying to charge the dad because claiming that he's responsible to make sure that gun is locked with the weapon separate from the ammunition, ammunition separate from the weapon and locked away. I don't know what's going to take place, but I do know the GBI has already interviewed the father of the young man. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to make what would sound an outlandish statement of what I believe. I have reviewed and surveyed and looked at the documents and talked about the shootings for several years. We will find that this young lad already had emotional problems. We'll find that this young lad was either on prescribed or black market hypertrophic drugs, psychotropic drugs that made him absolutely, how would you say, brain dead as to the reality in life. Now, I make that as a bold projection of what I believe will be the end result of the findings. Because each and every one of the school shootings, church shootings that we found in the past, that was the exact trail that we found. Broken home, broken family, and not in church, not a spiritual-minded family, and on some type of drugs that alters the mind and the thinking. I may be totally wrong. I pray that I am. But the high probability is exactly that same pattern that we've been witnessing over the years. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comments, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
And good, I pray that you are.
Yes, I pray that you are. And you know, you are dead on point. And if you had all this information...
Kenneth, you've got a lot of noise with your conversation.
I'll put them to the side. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And all these young people, look at some of the games they do. You know, on the internet and things like that.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. From what I understand, and I'm not saying it myself, but what I understand, the internet with what is so-called social media and other platforms are inundated with shootings and with teenagers and young people looking at it and basically being brainwashed into believing that they can do what they see on those internet games, that they can shoot, and everything will be all right. Because most are just watching shooting and killing on the handheld device, on a screen of some type, and it sounds simple, looks simple, and it's just a matter of, quote, marksmanship. Let's see if I can kill somebody, watch him fall over dead, et cetera, et cetera. Giggles and laughs when you're watching it and doing it online. Whole lots of difference in that, but it's allowing them to have their brains pickled, as I would call it, in the relationship to what they watch and what they see. And I think, Kenneth, part of it also is the lack of proper school education. It's the indoctrination and the brainwashing that's in our schools that's allowing this to take place.
And can I ask a question? Okay,
yes, sir.
Kamala Harris talking about if she get elected, a gun back, and if you don't sell your gun, the federal government come in and get your gun. Mm-hmm. And think about the thugs. They will have guns from the black market that could tear you up.
Well, Kenneth, it's just like we have now that'll be on the ballot in just a few days for our November election, where within the state of Florida, you've got six amendments. Amendment three is pot, marijuana. And they're saying that, and I watched the cool, slick, high-priced ads that the marijuana industry is putting on television, and they're saying that we need to make it legal because if it is legal marijuana, it is controlled, it is proper, et cetera, et cetera, and it will stop the black market of, they're calling it black market, that is the street corner market of marijuana. And any state that has inculcated the laws, state of Oregon, Washington State, California, Colorado, et cetera, et cetera, you'll find more black market marijuana today on the streets than before the legislation was enacted. They're also claiming that by passing that, it'll give millions of dollars for the schools and for police enforcement. It will not happen.
That's a lie.
I can show it's a lie. And the same thing is true here. If we just confiscate the legal guns, if we take the guns away from legal citizens, then we will be able to stop the killing, stop the shooting, and everything will be happy-go-lucky. There'll be no difficulty. That's an absolute lie. It will not happen. It's a mechanism, an authoritarian approach to taking the weapons away from all citizens, so that then they can usher in the total communist, socialist, Marxist control of we the people.
It will be chaos.
It'll be total chaos. We the people, the citizens, will be the ones that will be the targets for the thugs in the streets. You can pass all the gun laws you want to. It will not stop the wicked, evil heart of the one pulling the trigger. I reckon we could, Kenneth, I reckon we could do this. We could say we need to outlaw forks because, after all, that fork made me fat. You know, we need to go ahead and outlaw cars because, after all, it's the car that let the drunk driver get behind the steering wheel and kill whole families driving down the street drunk. So we need to outlaw cars. I think it is asinine stupidity on the part of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or any elected political leader that claims that we need to take guns away from our citizens. Any infringement on the Second Amendment is a no-no based on my Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is not to be infringed upon. And every law, every rule, every regulation that is passed to control guns is an infringement. It is unconstitutional, is illegal based on our Constitution and our Second Amendment. I can go further with that. But, Kenneth, we need to pray for the families that have lost loved ones. They've awakened this morning with an empty chair at the breakfast table. They've awakened this morning with that one that will never return. They've awakened this morning to realize that this is irreparable and cannot go back to what it was day before yesterday. So pray for those families and continue to ask God to give us wisdom as Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists in America to face what is on the horizon and the further attempt to take away our rights. By the way, I'll say this and let you go, Kenneth. This is the reason I say today, it is imperative that we as Christians, conservatives, patriots, and constitutionalists, it's imperative that we vote and that we vote Trump. Now, I'm not saying Trump is a perfect person, but I believe he is the only hope at this point, from the human standpoint, the only hope for the protection, preservation of the United States of America. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, brother. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about gun confiscation and Kamala Harris, and our focus today is on the horrific act of murder at a high school in North Georgia. Here's another headline on that. Georgia high school shooting suspect was previously interviewed by the FBI after reports online of threats. Listen to this. Four people were killed and nine others were wounded after a 14-year-old student opened fire Wednesday at the Appalachia High School in North Georgia, according to the authorities. More than a year ago, this article says, more than a year ago, tips about online post threatening a school shooting led Georgia police to interview a 13-year-old boy, but investigators didn't have enough evidence for any arrest. On Wednesday, the boy opened fire at the high school outside Atlanta and killed four people and wounded nine others. The teen has been charged with as an adult in the death of the Appalachia High School shooting and the students being killed. At least nine others, eight students and one teacher at the school in Winder, Georgia, about an hour's drive north of Atlanta, were taken to the hospital for injuries. All are expected to survive. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. This is Alan. How are you?
Good. Go ahead with your question.
It's not really a question. I kind of wanted to go on with the other gentleman, Kenneth, was saying. I agree. I mean, if Harris gets in there, not only that, but she will have price fixing where everything will be the same price, which will leave no room for competitors to make profit, which will almost destroy the economy because there will not be enough food on the shelf, because people will stop shipping, like Publix and whatever. They'll stop shipping stuff because they can't afford it because they're not making profit. And then, yeah, the gun thing, that's ridiculous. I haven't heard that about them taking your guns, but that kind of goes in with Revelation, I'm sure, as you know, Dr. Youngblood, with the control and everything. I also wanted to add, I don't know if you've seen this, but they've actually already started putting stuff in the palm where there's a palm scanner where it takes it directly out of your bank account, and that's how you identify. And, I mean, that's a precursor for the mark of the beast.
Absolutely. Alan,
because
exactly
in order to have
right.
the mark, yeah, they're going right. to have a precursor.
Alan, most people do not recognize the fact and perhaps do not remember it. You go into most of the hospitals, Baptist Hospital in particular, I don't know about all of the others, and when you're signing in to see your physician, they want to do a palm print, and while you're standing there to give the information, they're taking your photograph, both of which are illegal and unconstitutional, but who's going to stand there and argue? You want to see a doctor. But Baptist Hospital is taking your picture as you stand there being interviewed to go in to see the physician, and they are at the same time asking you to do the palm print. I tell them, no, I don't do the palm print. You've already got enough information about me. But we're watching that, and just as you said, it's setting up the plan. It's setting up the program for the Antichrist to come on the scenes, know all about us, know the trace and tracking and the control. And by the way, the only way that there will be able to be a total control of America and other nations is to remove the weapons. You have nations around the world, nation after nation, where the citizens have no right to keep and bear arms. In fact, in Germany recently, an individual, an Islamic jihadist, slit the throats of several people in a crowd. He had a 4.5-inch knife. Now, the authorities in Germany have issued by fiat a regulation that a citizen in Germany cannot have a knife more than 2.5 inches. It is simply controlling the people. And yes, as you said, exactly right, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, there'll be the total global control of every human being. Well, no source, no possibility of recourse for the citizens, for the people around the world to defend themselves. So it deserves our prayer, not only for the families that lost the loved ones in Georgia, but we need to be bathing each day in prayer that God will divinely intervene and give us success in the election just a few days from now. Alan, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today gun confiscation and Kamala Harris.